Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hey, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is hour number 3. Had some other stuff going on in the background, sorry. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, there's no sense in pretending that we don't take pleasure in the total failure of our Marxist curious party of the left. Through a combination of outright fraud, procedural irregularity, plus the total support of the garbage establishment and its failed institutions, they took power by the thinnest of margins, even though they cheated, and have proceeded to fail on a level comparable to Heaven's Gate, New Coke, and the Weekly Standard. And there's no shame in enjoying their total rejection by all decent Americans. Because, well, you should enjoy it without hesitation or mercy, especially since it means more than just us cons getting our jollies. The Democrats, Biden is FDR, not just a desiccated, pervy old weirdo, dreams have died. Their dreams of $5 trillion in handouts to bums and donors have died. Their dreams of enshrining their ability to cheat in elections has died. Democrats can't even shatter norms like the filibuster competently. So much fail in so little time. The Latinx community, which the Dems put all their faith in as part of an unstoppable future majority, is rejecting them in large part because Democrats are the kind of people who use the word Latinx unironically. Some foreigners, seeing the Democrats' weakness and stupidity, it's not just Commander-in-Chief Krusty who is the problem, are chomping at the bit to chomp off pieces of other countries because they know that the Dems are, they put the feck in feckless. And the rest are invading our country through what used to be a border. Inflation is up, market is down, and November 2022 is approaching just over the horizon like a Tongan tsunami. So, noted dead white guy Samuel Johnson, who believed that there are only two genders, once observed, "Depend upon it, sir, when a man knows he's about to be hanged in a fortnight, it concentrates his mind wonderfully." It's an apt analogy here because it evokes the fact that the Democrats have gone all in on the side of the criminals as the crime rate rockets up, and also because it demonstrates just how intractably stupid the Democrats are. They ride in the little cart heading toward their November 8th date with the electoral noose, but their minds are not concentrated on that. Instead, they're concentrated on fake insurrections and telling us how CRT is not taught in schools yet, must be absolutely continue to be taught in schools. This is very much so unsustainable. And normal people would know it, but normal people are not quasi-Marxist pagan fanatics who drove actual religion out of their lives and let commie nonsense fill the void. And they can't even stop it, even if they wanted to stop it, because their collection of bizarre obsessions is not merely an ideology, but a substitute for actual faith. Progressivism is their god. It's a political golden calf. So, for them, it's, you know, it's a false god, unfortunately. And except they oppose the gold standard because it wouldn't let them print all the cash they want to spend. And the Democrats are leery of cattle because their Swalwellian flatulence causes global warming, which is another facet of their fake, foolish faith. But then again, no cow ever scored with Fang Fang, so advantage stake. And this sucks for the Democrats that they have no choice but to stagger on toward ruin, accumulating more failures and disgraces, all the while doing the impossible and making the Republican Party look good, if only in comparison. But this is more than just a bad electoral cycle. So everyone has up years and down years, and there's something much worse. This is a headfirst dive into a cesspool with their eyes and mouths wide open. They're going to take a good drink and eyeful. Their pain is actually the manifestation of their destruction as a whole new generation gets to see what the boomers and Gen Xers saw happen under Jimmy Carter. The Biden misadministration is the hot stove of politics. A generation just got burned going for a guy without the mean tweets. That won't happen again unless people have been, you know, the unborn. They may do it again. For the one, and the ones who aren't dumb, of course. Now, for the ones who are dumb, many of them same lackwits for whom the voting rights nonsense was designed to facilitate their voting. They'll keep putting their palms on the burners and being surprised when they smell a singed hand. I voted for Biden and someone broke into my car, plus I caught COVID through a quadruple mask and quintuple vax, and then I got drafted to go fight to protect Hunter's investments in Ukraine. Also, Biden 2024. But the Democrats always fail. Always. They hate normal Americans. They mess up the economy. They coddle the criminals, and they sometimes marry their brothers. And when you give these morons authority, they will mess everything up magnificently. Name a functioning institution in our society that works even adequately. I am not even talking about working well. I'm merely talking about doing its most basic job in a competent manner. While you're going, when you go to look for that, don't worry, I'll be over here reading War and Peace. And that's because there isn't one. There's no competently run institution left in America. Academia is broke. The military is broke. The NFL is broke. Even Safeway is broke. You can't even be sure if you'll find milk on the shelves anymore. And what's the one thing our institutions have in common? They're run by the left, and the Democrats are the party of the left. So my delight in watching them be publicly humiliated is not merely just a fun way to pass the time. It's also a recognition that this botched job that they've done on America is going to turn a huge chunk of people against them for good. A year ago, Republicans were minus 7 in party identification. Today, they're plus 7, a tectonic plus 14-point swing. This is the signal of doom, and it's going to be hilarious. Now, will there be invertebrate Republicans who will look at this situation and instinctively seek a way to foul up our good fortune? Fungi like Miracle Whip Mitt will think that now's the time to reach across the aisle to help his friends out on the left. This is stupid. Squishes probably think it is unseemly to kick your opponent when he is down, but when he is down, he's the most vulnerable and you can do the most damage. And we need to damage these pinko jerks before they marks up our country forever. I want to see socialism destroyed, not tamed, not moderated. I want to see it crushed, wiped out, nuked from orbit, because that's the only way to be sure. And when we're done, I want the Democratic Party to be terrified of even hinting at support for anything remotely like socialism that they're currently swapping spit with. This is a blood sport, a matter of either us and freedom winning or us acquiescing to a jackbooted, lib fascist future forever. And I choose freedom. And that's why we celebrate and savor the total humiliation of the Democrats. So keep it up, losers. Keep it up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm going to read you something. This is from the mayor of San Jose. He wrote an op-ed. His name is Sam Liccardo. Mayor Sam Liccardo of His Honor the Mayor of San Jose, California. He wrote an op-ed the other day in, what was it in? It was in some San Jose newspaper, I guess. A gunman holding four people hostage at a Coleyville, Texas synagogue this weekend provides another reminder of a daily threat of gun violence to our local communities. San Jose, where I am mayor, is hardly immune. Our 1 million residents have endured 3 mass shootings in 3 years, along with hundreds of gun-inflicted killings, suicides, and serious injuries. Last June, our city council unanimously approved my proposals that will mitigate gun harm in our community, and a final vote on January 25th should turn them into law. Proposals include 2 requirements for gun owners that no state or city in the U.S. has ever implemented, the purchase of liability insurance, and the payment of annual fees to fund violence reduction initiatives. We anticipate that a barrage of lawsuits from the firearm industry and gun rights advocates will follow. Why should any city subject itself to litigation? Because now common, horrific reports of shootings throughout the nation do little more than elicit a performative parade of prayers and platitudes from Congress. Because problem solving must be elevated over political posturing. Because, as one grieving mother urged as I hugged her at her son's memorial, we just need somebody to do something. My proposals take a page from public health approaches that have reduced auto-related deaths, tobacco use, and teen pregnancy in the U.S. They incentivize responsibility, draw on multidisciplinary learning, and invest in proven harm reduction initiatives with the guidance of experts. Requiring every gun owner in my city to carry liability insurance will better compensate unintentional shooting victims and their families for medical and related expenses. More importantly, insurance can also incentivize safer gun ownership. Risk-adjusted premiums will encourage owners to take gun safety courses, use gun safes, or install child-safe trigger locks to reduce the annual toll of accidental gun harm. Unintentional shootings, often involving children, annually claim the lives of 500 Americans and injure another 26,000. The new laws coming to San Jose apply lessons from the insurance industry's impact on auto safety. Reducing premiums on policyholders who drive more safely or buy cars with airbags or anti-lock brakes helped to reduce per-mile auto fatalities by nearly 80% over the last 5 decades. Saving 3.5 million lives. We need a similar approach to address unintentional firearm risk because approximately 4.6 million children live in a household where a gun is kept unlocked and loaded. And shootings have become the second leading cause of death among U.S. children and adolescents, which is not true. Imposing a modest annual fee on gun owners can support underfunded domestic violence and suicide prevention programs, gun safety classes, mental health services, and addiction intervention. We've invited doctors and public health experts, and yes, gun owners, to help identify how to allocate the money from these fees in ways that will reduce gun violence. Prioritizing those investments to serve residents and gun-owning households will have the biggest impact because studies suggest that even a properly stored firearm in the home significantly increases occupants' risk of death by homicide and suicide. Gun rights advocates argue that gun owners should not have to pay a fee to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms. And to be sure, the Second Amendment protects the rights of citizens to own guns, but it doesn't require the public to subsidize gun ownership. Every day, taxpayers bear the financial burden of police officers, ambulances, and trauma surgeons responding to gun violence. And these direct costs of gun violence total $40 million annually for San Jose taxpayers and $1.4 billion for taxpayers statewide. I would love to see where they get this figure from. Critics say that criminals won't obey assurance or fee mandates, and they're right. But these ordinances create a legal mandate that gives police the means for at least the temporary forfeiture of guns from dangerous lawmakers. These new laws won't end all gun violence. We're deploying other interventions as well, such as bolstering gun violence restraining orders, banning untraceable ghost guns, and preventing the illegal purchasing of firearms for people such as felons and minors who are not allowed to buy guns themselves. We need to coordinate early mental health interventions for individuals showing signs of distress as well. So while Congress dallies, we don't have the luxury of dismissing the devastation of gun violence. We live among grieving family members. We hear echoes of painful eulogies, and we work with traumatized friends. And these new laws are no panacea, but they can reduce the unnecessary suffering in our community during a crisis that it is long past time to do something about. This will have no significant impact on any crime related to violence in San Jose. I would love to, and the other thing I'd like to know is who sells gun liability insurance? That's always been my question. Who sells it? And if you require people to have it, who sells it? I know that seems like a stupid question, but it is a valid question. Because what this guy is proposing is, there's going to be a lot of litigation. They're going to get slapped down while they're sitting there with their high and mighty proclamation that, hey, we're going to do something. And I never realized there would be no cops, no hospitals, no trauma surgeons if there were no guns. I never realized that. Never realized that. But this is a gun grabber, and gun grabbers have never seen a gun. They don't think law-abiding people are actually law-abiding. They're waiting on you to be a criminal. First chance you get, you're going to be a criminal. They know it. You just don't know it. Some of you are saying, but Bill, I've lived my whole life and I've never been a criminal. Well, just you wait. This guy knows. Liability insurance. Anybody out there, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you sell or know people that sell gun liability insurance, email me and tell me. I would love to see the product. I would love to see the product. Craziest stuff I've ever heard. And this guy believes it. This guy believes he's doing some good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is still weighing options for a possible U.S. troop deployment to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The move would be a response to Russia putting troops and military equipment on its border with Ukraine. The president taking part in a video call with European leaders on Monday. The United States has already ordered the departure of family members and non-essential staffers from the American embassy in Ukraine. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. All three major stock indexes down more than 2% at times Monday, with the Nasdaq falling deeper into correction territory and the Dow falling by more than 900 points. The NFL Conference Championship game set with the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. USA Radio News. As tax season officially begins on Monday, the IRS is telling folks that patience will be key this tax season.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Texas Ethics Committee says Texas House Democrats spent more than $1 million to flee the state last summer. Nearly 60 Democrats headed for Washington, D.C. in order to break quorum and prevent a vote on an election integrity bill. When enough Democrats returned to Austin, the legislature passed the election integrity bill after all. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Armed self-defense is something I take very seriously, and I will do my very level best to avoid all armed self-defense encounters if I can. Except for one. Home invasion. Somebody kicks their way into your house. You have a reasonable, you can make a very reasonable presumption that they are there for no good at all. None. So, to that end, you know, if somebody were to kick their way into my house, which I have a big window beside my door, which if they were to take one step to the right of the door, they would probably start trying to kick their way through the window, too. The problem is, I have straight lines of sight with cover at both the window and the door. Now, the door is metal. And I don't know if some of the rounds I have would penetrate it, not the 9 millimeters, but the 10 millimeters will probably go through it. And if somebody's trying to, I also have cameras. Cameras are not that expensive. You can get a really nice camera for your outdoors if you want to put one over your, that you can access with your phone. And if I access it and I look and it's not the cops trying to kick their way in, but it's the a bunch of masked young fellas, probably just going to open up once I check and make sure of my target. Because when they do come in, they're not going to be coming in to play cards. And I don't know how far, they're willing to go. I don't know where they're going to stop with their assault, whatever it may be. And I am 60 years old, and I'm way past that whole hand-to-hand combat, noble fight, put your dukes up, dude, let's have it. I will fight unfair as I can. Which brings us to this, in the land of Lincoln, where the prison sentences are a lot like dog years, only in reverse. A home invasion conviction in Chicago proves the point. Because Christopher Johnson, a 16-time felon, fresh out of prison on parole, who then found himself a weapon, go figure, and committed an armed home invasion in 2019. He forced entry on a occupied apartment in a very ritzy neighborhood a couple blocks from Lake Michigan. Cops caught up with him after the legally armed resident shot the home invader in the gluteus maximus. Narrowly missing Mr. Johnson's Johnson, if you will. Criminal justice system in Cook County moves at approximately half the speed of smell. And almost 3 years later, Johnson has finally pleaded guilty to a single reduced count, and a judge sentenced him to 6 years. But wait, there's more. Mr. Johnson will get to claim all that time spent on an affordable pretrial release towards his six-year sentence in the armed home invasion case. So in real-world terms, he reported to prison, but after the accumulated credits, he will be released on May the 6th. He was sentenced to 6 years. He'll serve about 16 weeks. So you see how this works. It's a dog years in reverse. And Chicago wonders why they have a crime problem. From CWB Chicago, we get this. 16-time convicted felon who was shot in the butt while burglarizing an uptown home in 2019 has been sentenced to 6 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of residential burglary. But after getting the state standard 50% sentence reduction for good behavior and credit for the time spent sitting in jail before entering his plea, Christopher Lee Johnson will be released on May 6, according to Illinois Department of Corrections records. He received a 14-year sentence for his last burglary conviction in 2009, and he was on parole for that case when he allegedly forced his way into an uptown man's apartment through a sliding glass door on May 4th, 2019. The victim, a licensed firearm owner, confronted Johnson inside the apartment on the 800 block of West Lakeside Place and fired a shot that struck him in the buttocks. Prosecutors dropped two counts of home invasion with a dangerous weapon and six residential burglary charges in their plea deal with Johnson. Judge Shelley Sutker-Dermer oversaw the case and sentenced Johnson. So they caught him 2 weeks before his May 2019 arrest after breaking into a garage. And Soros-funded state's attorney Kim Fox, their prosecutors would only approve misdemeanor charges in that case, so he's promptly released under the city's affordable bail program. So Chicago is getting the policies of the officials they elected, and it's good and hard. It could be worse. Actually, it couldn't. It couldn't be any worse than that. Here's the thing. This is the thing about, of all the crimes that I see out there, from a tactical standpoint, the home invasion is always one that makes me nervous. The home invasion is one where we, you know, the presumption is they don't know what they're going into. And yet they do it anyway. And the, and we don't know where it's going to stop. Some home invasions, I mean, I've seen a home invasion, I think it happened in Pittsburgh. And the dude was there, and he kept going. He came in, and there was one female, adult female there. And he beat the female up, and then he went looking for some stuff. And he came back in and beat the female up some more. And then he went upstairs to look for some stuff. He came back downstairs and beat her up some more. And I don't know how many times he beat her up. I don't know why he beat her up. I don't know what he found. I don't know. And that's the other thing. If they come in on me, I don't have like a cash hoard or anything in here. as a few things might be worth a few bucks, but I mean, it's not going to be like they're coming in here and, you know, heading down to the fence and they're going to be able to eat on this for a month. So, this is why I practice home carry. I carry a gun into every room I go in. All the time. Every time. And I do that because a home invasion is not going to be convenient. And it doesn't matter when it might occur. Might occur while I'm eating. It might occur while I'm sleeping. It really doesn't matter. And therein lies the problem. This is where a lot of people get caught up in this, because home invasion starts, they're not really ready for it. They're not, if they have a gun. Now, this guy had a gun and had it on him. And good for him, because he stopped it. That's the thing with crime. Stopping crime means you interrupt the pattern. You interrupt what their thought process was. You make them think about something else. Home invasion, though, that's my one exception to my rule of trying to avoid gunplay at every cost. Take my truck. Take everything I own. Don't make me shoot you. No, you're not going to get my gun, though. You go for my gun, now you... No. Not going to let you hurt nobody either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It is becoming ever more apparent that the whole governmental intelligentsia health part of it, supposedly to protect you from COVID, has been a failure. Abysmal, it's been a failure. And that's why you've heard nothing about its success. Don't worry about it being a failure. It was always going to be, the virus was going to do what the virus is going to do. Now, here's what we do know for sure. There's never been any convincing evidence that wearing a loose-fitting rag over your face stops viral spread. But if that doesn't give you pause to question the efficacy of the practice, then there's always the incontrovertible fact that there isn't a single place on the planet which can be pointed toward as the beacon of evidence for the efficacy of mask mandates. And regarding the insanity of mass masking, look at the government collected data to produce more very convincing arguments that the cloth masks and mandates are useless. And in both, it's out there. You won't be shocked to learn that the media has thus far been uninterested in reporting on any of that. Those who brought us the 6-foot distancing standard have openly admitted that they invented it without any real scientific premise. It just sounded good. And they thought it was something people could easily follow. And societal lockdowns in general, also just a matter of science, have proven to be more counterproductive than productive. Italy, which invented the concept of a national lockdown, well, they did it. And it was some of the strictest lockdown measures in the world. Yet, Italy is one of the countries with the highest mortality rate per capita, as well as, the United Kingdom, Spain, France, Germany, Sweden. And there's evidence that this isn't despite the lockdowns, but most likely because of the lockdowns. Here in the United States, lockdowns have failed. Texas and Florida have fared much better than the crazed lockdown prisons of New York and New Jersey. People aren't fleeing to places like Texas and Florida in record numbers because they think COVID will more likely kill them in these less restrictive places. They actually know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that COVID is unlikely to kill them in any state and are simply seeking greener pastures when it comes to their own life and liberty. So, like the, stupid masks and the stupid lockdowns that have been proven to be more harmful than helpful, the vaccines have also proven entirely ineffective at achieving what we were promised they would do. These vaccines do not prevent infection, which makes them not a vaccine. They do not prevent transmission, which also makes them not a vaccine. At best, they help to prevent serious illness or death from infection, and it's very difficult to sit here and call these drugs vaccines at all. This is more like a flu shot. And these drugs most certainly introduce unknown health risks for healthy people who are at virtually zero risk of harm from the virus. Like if you're a teenage boy and you get the jab, you're six times more likely to be hospitalized from heart complications related to the vaccine than they are at risk of hospitalization due to the virus. And those are facts. And knowing that those are indisputable facts that not even Dr. Anthony Fauci would refute, there is no reason for any rational human being to support universal vaccination or the perpetual booster shots from COVID. Vaccines do not provide salvation as they were promised to do. Government lockdowns create more harm than good. Masks don't work and never worked. There is ample evidence to prove all of that, and so clear is this evidence now the Britons have just announced that they're going to be ending nearly all anti-COVID restrictions, including masking in public, vaccine passes for large venues, and all work-from-home requirements. And that's good news. America following the Euro herd into lockdown and following them out would be a welcome development. But the biggest problem with the anti-COVID restrictions isn't that they don't work. The problem with them is something much more fundamental. On Bill Maher's show, most recent show, Barry Weiss stumbles upon the most important problem with these restrictions. He said, "I'm sorry if you believe the science. You will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you'll find out that cloth masks don't do anything. You'll realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. People are killing themselves. They're anxious. They're depressed. They're lonely. And this is why we need to end it more than any inconvenience to that it's been the rest of us. I think it's a pandemic of bureaucracy." And the audience, undoubtedly comprised of mostly left-wing mask mavens and Fauci cultists, roared in applause. This is a great sign that the tide is turning against our oppressors. But it seems clear to me that the audience missed the point of those comments, and quite frankly, I'm not sure that it was even clear to Weiss. There are two ways to look at this argument to end masking, lockdowns, and vaccine requirements. The first being because all those infringements upon our liberty failed miserably and are not entirely ineffective but harmful, and we can and should go back to something close to what life looked like before. And this appears to be why so many people have now begun to oppose them. But imagine, for one moment, that the lockdowns, masks, or vaccines actually did work. Would that mean the government could force us to take experimental vaccines, lock down society, or mask up into perpetuity? Because that wouldn't address the myriad of problems that Weiss describes as a result of government policy when it comes to COVID, like rampant loneliness, depression, anxiety, drug abuse, and suicide. The problem with all of these little mandates is that they take the life out of life. The problem is that by submitting to all of that in order to have a small sense of security, we traded the freedom to go to church, to dine at your neighborhood restaurant with friends, to attend a football game, to earn a living without being forced to inject substances into your body, and to even see your friends and neighbors smiling at you when you pass through in a grocery store. And those are the things that make life worth living. And even if they did work, what we've seen these past 2 years would still amount to nothing more than an unjust and tyrannical violation of our God-given right to life and liberty, which the government supposedly exists to protect. So, if we can't be sure that we're arguing on those grounds rather than arguing about the efficacy of these particular infringements by an unelected and unaccountable government bureaucracy, then we can be sure that the next infringements they devise for us will be far more brazen and harmful. My point is this. I think they've known the whole time. I think that the whole COVID thing was pushed so that we could have mail-in voting, which means more voter fraud. And we had that. We had people voting 3 months out, 3 months after. I mean, during, we had people voting and being taxied in. We had people voting and having their ballots taxied in by some young Democrat. We had all kinds of stuff being done, and it was all done in the name of fear. The same kind of fear they're trying to gin up amongst you by thinking that gun crime is crazy and everywhere when it's only in the blue cities. Into thinking that you owning a gun is just so dangerous that you should let go of it right now and get away from it. And to a very large degree, they looked at this and they saw that it worked. So, we also have to be sure that next time it doesn't go that far. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.